In Southern California, the wildfire in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties has already consumed more than 250,000 acres. It is one of the largest fires in California history. It has destroyed more than 700 homes. As Stephanie O'Neill reports, two new lawsuits put the blame on public utilities.
Don and Dana Cineceros always enjoyed walking visitors through their artsy Ojai home in the remote Metelaha Canyon, but never did they expect to give this kind of tour.
This was our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
We had a beautiful carved headboard. I remember saving the money to buy.
That was the kitchen, and that's a 1920s gas stove that we used every day. Had a beautiful yellow enamel finish on it.
But now most everything inside and around their home is reduced to rubble and ash. It happened after a wind-fueled flare-up of the Thomas Fire exploded one night along Ojai's northern mountains, devouring many of the homes in this once lush canyon. Don says the couple had evacuated a few hours earlier due to heavy smoke and really thought they'd be back soon.
I think back like other things I could have taken, and I just didn't believe it was going to happen. I actually was vacuuming my living room before we evacuated.
I spent days on the phone with people who's, you know, they lost everything.
Alex Robertson is a Ventura County attorney who filed a lawsuit on behalf of residents and business owners. The lawsuit contends in part that Southern California Edison crews working above a campground near the town of Santa Paula are the likely cause of the fire.
They were working up there before the fire started, and then at about 6:20 p.m., one of our clients who works at the campground observed an orange glow coming from that canyon, and that's where the fire started.
Robertson also alleges that water hydrants operated by the city of Ventura and the Casitas Municipal Water District didn't work properly.
Many people are very angry at the water companies because the firemen were just standing there. You know, they had plenty of firemen, fire trucks on their streets, but they had no water.
The water utility says its fire hydrants were working and that it's not liable for any of the losses. The city of Ventura didn't respond to interview requests, and Southern California Edison says it can't comment on the lawsuit, but that the utility is cooperating with fire investigators. Robertson's lawsuit is the second so far filed on behalf of fire victims like Don and Dana Cineceros, whose last name, Don points out, means from the ashes.
We're going to sift through this ash, and any little broken piece or whatever, I'm going to reclaim it and make something beautiful out of it, you know?
And regardless of how the lawsuit plays out, Dawn and her husband Dana say they plan to rebuild. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie O'Neill in Ojai, California.